Wesley Foote, Wesley Foote, Foote, 12/1864. Today is the 26th. Chief complaint, blister-like lesion under the belt, right lower abdomen. Wesley is a 58-year-old gentleman with history of glioblastoma, seizure disorder, hypertension. Recently started on Avastin, A-V-A-S-T-I-N, immunotherapy. Just finished radiation therapy for recurrent glioblastoma. He just got back from traveling to Puerto Rico. He belt caused a raw area and a blister on the right lower abdomen. It's become slightly red, and he's concerned that it might become infected. Medical problems, hypertension, ED, seizure disorder, hyperlipidemia, glioblastoma, recurrent status post radiation, on immunotherapy at this time, atrial fibrillation, surgical history, appendectomy, craniotomy, medications reviewed, COVID immunizations up to date. Allergy none. He weighs 219 pounds, up 30 pounds because of the fact that he's been on Decadron recently. Blood pressure is 150 over 97, much better controlled at home. 70 pulse respiration, 1697 or 2 sat. Heart positive, positive, 2 lungs are clear. Skin shows no rash, but there is a blister-like lesion, about 1.5 centimeter. Right lower abdomen, no abscess formation. Maybe that would be good. Good to me. There's no abscess formation. There's no redness. There's no evidence of cellulitis. Number one, lower extremity shows no edema, skin, or mucosa with that lesion. So we have a superficial ulceration, blister-like lesion under the belt right side, number one, lower abdomen, number one. Number two, Keflex 500, QID, number three. Call to Walgreen at 281-292-3861, number four. Avoid further infection by covering this. Number five, don't wear a belt for now. Number six, glioblastoma under care of at MD Anderson. Next one is under an immunotherapy. Next number, status post craniotomy. Next one is seizure disorder. Next one is atrial fibrillation. Next one is continue with current meds. Next one is check blood pressure at home. Even though the blood pressure is high now because of the medication, it's much better controlled at home. And the oncologist is watching that as well. Thank you.